Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm John Jackson, and welcome to the first TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. I don't really know where to start. Let's have a look. What's been going on? Anything big that stands out? Yeah, I guess this Liverpool 7-0 against Manchester United. Yeah, we'll start with that one. Here's all the reaction from Anfield.
Anfield rises for a standing ovation. Liverpool 7, Manchester United 0.
A freak result, really top performance from the start. I thought the way we started the game was really special. It was one of the best. For a long time, we were there, we were aggressive, but we played football, we were calm in the right moments, super lively, super active. The late goal before halftime was a sensational goal. I don't think the second half could start better. With the two goals we forced there pretty much from that moment on, the boys were flying, and then it was really difficult to play against us. And yeah, how is that? Performance is super important. 3 points are even more important. And the result is just the result.
Manchester United, there's a lot of thinking for them to do. Their long winning run and unbeaten run has come to an end.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Count with me.
And here's the United boss, Erik ten Hag.
If it was more often, of course, then it's a pattern. We had so many good results in the last weeks, months, so many good performances. Yeah, and this was a really bad performance. And then I talk about the second half, because first half, I think this team, our team, played really well. Played really decent. I know this team will reset and we have to bounce back. We have shown in the past we can, if you react with the right measures as a manager and as a team, and you can learn a lot from it and you can strengthen your mentality.
Let's hear all the reaction from the boot room on TalkSport with Darren Ambrose and Adebayo Akinfenwa and the show's host, Manchester United supporter Alex Crook. I bet that was a fun show for Alex.
I'll take you to the seven seas around.
This is a disgrace from Manchester United. This is totally unacceptable. This manager and this group of players have done so much good this season, but it's all being undone. I'll tell you what they should do. They should be refunding the ticket money for every Manchester United fan who made the trip.
I'm not questioning Ten Hag for what he's doing. I think he's been nothing short of superb, but I think his game plan was just wrong. Playing Marcus Rashford up front when you've got Trent Alexander-Arnold, whose defending is always questionable, and not putting him on the wing and telling him to make his life hell and just attack him, I just think that's where he kind of went wrong today. I'm gonna fight them all. A
seven nation army couldn't hold me back. Ali is a Liverpool fan as well. Ali, are you back?
Oh, yes, baby. We
Yeah, love the energy.
Oh, you just see Alex Crook's face here, Ali.
Oh, you know what, lad? Now that I've called you up, I don't even know what to say.
That's cool. I just like your energy.
Bruno Fernandes wearing the captain's armband today. Is he the leader that Manchester United need? And the reason I say that is because it's easy to be a captain when things are going well, when you're lifting trophies at Wembley last weekend. Was he a leader today, Bruno Fernandes?
Well, I mean, if you look at the result, you'd say no, but that's just result-wise. I don't know him personally. I don't know what he's like in and around the training ground. I'm led to believe he's a good character. But, I mean, out of everyone there, who would you have? Casemiro, there's an argument you could have Casemiro. Martinez, maybe. I always like a defender. I always like, for some reason, a centre defender to be a captain. Varane, maybe. But he's decided that Bruno Fernandes, like we said before, Erik ten Hag can't really do anything wrong apart from today. And everyone's now not jumping on him, but jumping on the team. And this is like embarrassing. And it was. But he's decided Bruno Fernandes is captain material. And who are we to question that?
And Liverpool are in utter dreamland. Liverpool 7, Manchester United 0.
It's the fabulous 7.
Do you want a break or should we go to a break?
You, yeah.
We may hear Crookie after the break.
Beautiful day.
Wow. Wow.
Oh my day.
I've never seen the switchboard hammering Crookie and Andy Goldstein at the same time way they are now.
Yo.
Do you know what? This might be the worst day of my career.
It's so beautiful.
Liverpool 7, Manchester United 0. It's the kind of result when they put it in the back pages that they'll have to write 7 in letters as well as the number, because it's quite an unbelievable performance from Liverpool.
Good evening, fellas. I think I'm just going to move over and let the United fans talk, because I'm enjoying that much, much more.
I love it, Craig. I love it.
Mate, honest to God, United fans talking like this incredible season. The guy who was on first team who said we're absolutely miles behind, mate, we're 7 behind in the worst season we've had under Klopp with, 12, 13 games to go. Does he want to take any money that we finish above yous?
I'd take that bet, Craig.
Little charity bet.
There's two teams in the Premier League, mate, who can put that kind of run together. One of them's just absolutely annihilated you 7-0 today, and the other one's your local neighbours. No one else in the league's capable of putting a run together that's good enough to overturn the lead you've got, other than us two. And I'm quite confident that between now and the end of the season, we can do it.
I love it!
I agree.
Who's your next league game, Craig?
Bournemouth next Saturday.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it if Bournemouth won.
Not gonna happen.
Oh, you sound like Kevin Keegan.
It's not going to happen.
And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
I'd love it if Bournemouth won.
The sole focus between now and the end of the season is clinching either fourth or third, getting things right in the summer, what we got wrong last summer, and watch us fly again next season.
Amazing, isn't it? The mighty Liverpool trying to limp into the top four. Trip to Bournemouth, by the way, live and exclusive on TalkSport, 12:30 kickoff on game day.
Onto the fallout now from the City Ground, where Steve Cooper's mighty Nottingham Forest drew 2-2 with Sean Dyche's Everton.
Forest are 14th on 26. Everton stay in the bottom three. They're now level on points with Leeds on 22. Tremendous game here. It finishes Forest 2, Everton 2.
Lots made of the way form. We're doing the right things. The commitment to the cause has been excellent since I've been at the club. A big shift today after a big shift against Arsenal. Forget the scoreline, you've still got to put the work in, which we did. And I was really pleased with the physicality of the side today and some of the defending, but also the attacking. We got in so many good positions today. Couldn't get the third one to sort of really calm the game down. We know they've got a good record here. The crowd have been fantastic from here, staying behind them. So yeah, pleased overall. Just the details, you know, we've got to correct them. Since I've been at the club, I've had too many mistakes. And one today on the second goal, where we're not in trouble. We're defending well. We're looking to counter, which we did on a number of occasions. And that was another one, but we stripped the midfield and we didn't need to.
I don't say this cynically and sarcastically. I do think this is where it's at a little bit. I know right at the start of the season it was about an inexperienced group of refs and a bit of patience and things like that. And today's referee hasn't done that many Premier League games, I don't think, which was a little bit of why is he on this one, you know. So I do think that's a little bit of where it's at. But at the same time, that's one thing. We've got to make sure that there's progress made. So it's not so much for what I do, it's what's done sort of in the referees department, if that's the PGMOL, is it, you know? So that's more important, because I can't do anything now apart from feedback, and you won't get much back from that. But listen, it was the proof is in the pudding out there, and you hope this looked at.
And here's the former Premier League striker, just give me one second, big Tony Cascarino, claiming that Harry Kane's time at Spurs is coming to an end.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Everyone's going to talk about Kane in between now and this end of this season. Where does he go with Spurs? Like I said earlier, they feel like they're going to, if they get fourth spot, it'll be by default because other teams have just been worse than them. Because it doesn't feel like no one's deserved that fourth spot at the moment. I don't know what you do with Kane. If you're a football club, how do you move on from Harry Kane? Because it feels like you're losing so much. And yes, there'd be a poorer team. But watching Harry yesterday, it does feel, and he's had these periods during this season, even though he's got lots of goals, is that it feels like it just has to be the end, the last season he's going to represent Spurs.
Well, thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you choose to get your podcasts from. Manchester United supporter Andy Goldstein will be back with the next episode of the TalkSport Daily Drops first thing tomorrow morning. I imagine he'll be dabbing his eyes from all the crying. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.